So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Hamaniach beisoy v'holach lishbeis be'ir acheres. If one of the residents left his house for Shabbos and did not contribute to the Erev, or a non-Jewish resident who left without renting out his rights in the Chatzar, there are four opinions whether he restricts the others from carrying in the Chatzar. Echad Nachri v'echad Yisrael hareza oisa divrei Meir. Rashi explains that Meir holds, Dir b'li b'ilim shma dira. Even when not home, it is his residence, and he therefore asks the others from carrying in the Chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino oisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Dir b'li b'ilim lo shma dira. When not home, it is halachically not considered his residence regarding restricting the others from carrying. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Nachri oisa Yisrael eino oisa. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yosi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Dir b'li b'ilim lo shma dira. However, a non-Jew nevertheless asks because he might come back on Shabbos. A Jew does not aster because he will not come back from another city on Shabbos. Reb Shimon Omer, afil hiniach beisoy, v'holach lishbeis etzel bitoy be'oysa ha'ir, eina oyser, shekvar hisiyah meliboy. Reb Shimon also holds that dir b'loy b'alim lo shma dira. Therefore, the Jewish resident does not aster. Reb Shimon adds that the Yisrael does not aster either if he went to his daughter's house, even when it is in the same city. Now, although Yisrael is always allowed to come back, and especially in the same city where it is possible for him to come back easily, but since it is not probable that he will come back, he does not aser. Rav paskins like Reb Shimon and points out that the Mishnah specifically ruled that the Yisrael does not aser only when he goes to his daughter, where even if he gets into an argument with his son-in-law, it's unlikely that he will come back. However, if he went to his son's house, if he gets into an argument with his daughter-in-law, it is quite likely that he will come back. Zok de Mishnah, Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, Eimim Al Nemen B'Shabbos, two Chatzeres, who did not join in the single Erev. The residents may not draw water from a bird that is in between the chatzers. Rashi explains, because it appears as one is drawing water from the other side. Elim kein, asle mechitza gevaya sar tochem. Unless they made a partition of ten tochem in it, bein malmata, bein mitoich ugnoi. Shimon Gamliel says that this is actually a machlekes. Bishami aimim milmata, ubisil aimim milmala. There is a machlekes how to interpret these terms. According to Rav Huna and the conclusion of the Gemara, these terms are referring to the ear space within the bird, above the surface of the water. Lamata means that the mechitza is in the lower part of the ear space, with the bottom of the mechitza at the surface of the water. Lamala and mitoch ugnoi mean that the mechitza is in the upper part of the ear space, with the top of the mechitza at the rim of the bar, even if it does not reach the surface of the water. According to Bishamai, only milmata allows drawing water from the bar. According to Beisil and the Tanakama, even milmala allows drawing water. Although the water itself is not divided, they may draw water from the bar because of kalhu sheikilu chacham b'mayim. To gain access to water, the chacham allowed a special leniency of mechitza tluya, literally a hanging mechitza, which, based on good aches, is halachically considered to be extended all the way down. According to Rabbi Yehuda, these terms lamata and lamala refer to the water, and there is a three-way machlekes. Beshame hold milmata, the mechitza must be in the water. Rashi says, the bottom of the mechitza must be stuck into the ground and come up through the water, protruding one tefach from the surface of the water. Tosfos says, the mechitza must extend to 10 tefachim below the surface and one tefach above the surface of the water. Beis Hillel hold, milmala, the mechitza must be above the water. It must be 10 tefachim high from the surface of the water and one tefach below the surface. The Tanakama holds, mitoch ugnai. The top of the mechitza may start at the rim of the bar and extend down 10 tefachim, even if it does not reach the surface of the water. The Mishnah continues, Amr Bihuda, Loitehei mechitza gedoyle min akos l'shabineim. The wall of the chatzar, which runs over the bar on the ground level, is enough to permit members of both chatzeres to draw water. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda must hold mechitza tluya materis afil b'yabasha, even when not related to access of water, as Rashi and Taisa explain. Since Rabbi Yehuda permits drawing water based on the wall of the chatzar, which was not built for the purpose of dividing the water, and certainly does not appear so, he must not be utilizing the principle of kalasher kila chacham b'mayim, but must hold that mechitza tluya is always acceptable. The Gemara cites Rabbi Yosi, who similarly approves mechitza tluya for sukkah walls, even when they are more than three tefachim above the ground. However, the Gemara suggests that Rabbi Yehuda may not agree regarding sukkah, which is midiraisa, as opposed to Rabbi Chatzeres, which is midrabanan, and Rabbi Yosi may not agree in the case of the bar, since Shabbos is an isra skila, whereas sukkah is only an isra asei. Rashi explains, although the issue of the bar is only midrabanan, called the takan rabanan ke'in dairaisa takan. Regarding an incident in the town of Tzipori, where they had forgotten to bring the Sefer Torah to shul before Shabbos, and they permitted carrying it through partitions that were hanging more than three tefachim off the ground, the Gemara says that it was not Rabbi Yossi, but his son Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi who allowed it. The Gemara also adds that there was no problem of Ein Oisin Oila Rabbi Shabbos, because the sheets were already hanging there before Shabbos. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Amar Davar Echad. Rabba suggests that Rabbi Yehuda's psak, which relies on good achas mechitzasa, is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who holds that if a balcony is 4x4 amos, one can cut a 4x4 tefach hole in the middle of the board, and then view the rest of the board as if it is bent 10 tefachim downward, and good achas extends the mechitzas all the way down. However, the Gemara rejects this equation, because Rabbi Yehuda may not agree to kaif v'gud, view the flat board as if it were bent down, and then also apply good achas. On the other hand, Rabbi Chananya ben Yakavya may have only allowed that over Yamashel Tveria, which has its own mechitzas because of its high banks, but would not have relied on good achas over other bodies of water that are not surrounded by mechitzas.